Welcome to season 3 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. We just want to give a huge thank you to our listeners. We ask that you continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now. We are upping our game this coming year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. And today, I am super excited to introduce my new friend, Leah Bryant. Leah is a fraud investigator turned podcast editor and producer. She went from fighting crime to fighting ums and uhs, and I relate to that so much. She's a wife, mom, and former fraud investigator. She is a country girl at heart and has a love for the outdoors that originated on a farm in Kentucky where she grew up. She later moved to Ohio for work and currently resides there. Leah Bryant Company, LLC, started as a virtual assistant business, and then after some additional research, she niched down into podcast producing. It made sense, because she's a podcast junkie. She loves all things podcasts. It seems like she finds a new one that she falls in love with at least every other week. And I know that there's a lot of us that can relate to that. She found an amazing training program that set her up with the skills that she needed to make it a reality. She completed the course and continues to find new trainings or webinars to help her in her craft. So, Leah, we are so excited to have you on this show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's definitely a pleasure.
I'm looking forward to getting some of your expertise. Obviously, we are on a podcast right now, and so I always love it when I can connect with other business owners and we can share strategies and we can share ideas. That really is what this community is about. So I was super stoked when we came across you and your business and we've had the opportunity to talk a little bit. Let's just jump right in here. You've had quite a journey. Tell us how you started your current business.
Sure. So like you read in my bio, I was originally a fraud investigator and I was prompted to leave corporate and start a family. And we were blessed with our son, Ezra. And I don't want it to sound the way it's going to sound, but I was like, I need a little something extra in my life to kind of use that strategic side of my brain to help fill those downtimes, you know, the very few that we have in motherhood. But yeah. I was researching online because I wanted to do something at home to have the flexibility to be with Ezra and to be able to have the ability to run a business and work the way that I wanted to. I do have a spinal cord injury that also kind of limits to what I can do outside the home. So this is also a great opportunity that I can do this while still maintaining, you know, keep in mind my health. So I found the program, the Savvy System, and went through the virtual assistant program that they have. And they had like a little short snippet about podcasting. And like you said in my bio, I love podcasts. I listen to probably too many to count on a daily basis. So I was like, okay, this makes sense. So we went through that and I fell in love. It just was one of those things where prayed a lot and kind of stumbled upon the podcast thing and then prayed some more. And then you know how you just get that clarifying, yes, this okay. is where you need to be. And it just kind of like exploded from there. And it's just been I'm very grateful and it's just been a really fun ride since then.
I love that. And I want to circle back to something that you said, actually a couple of things that you said. The first thing that you said, I wanted a little bit more for the strategic side of my brain. And you kind of mm-hmm. said it apologetically, and I totally get that. But I think as women, when we are faith-filled women, the Lord is going to pull our passions in one direction or another a lot right. of the times. And I think especially for women, the way that he created our brains is that we can operate in multiple places, mm-hmm. right? And how thankful are we that we can do that? And so I think that there are so many women out there that the Lord has led them to be a full-time mom and homeschool, and they're killing it. you know, and that's where they are supposed to be. And they are full time at that. I think there's other women that God calls to be in the workforce and be a mom. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's those of us that he allows the opportunity for us to be home. And sometimes I think that that is in order to reset. And then he puts another passion in our hearts and he starts kind of tugging us in that direction, but it's not away from being a mom, right?
Right.
He equips us to be able to be in his purpose in a lot of different areas. And so I think sometimes we feel like we need to apologize, or we need to defend, you know, we need to defend if we're a working mom, or we need to apologize if we say we want to be working, or mm-hmm. we defend if we want to just stay at home with our kids and not have an additional job. But I think that there's a season for everything. And I think that the bottom line is that the Lord is leading each person for his will and his purpose. And you're serving that out in several different ways. So I wanted to come back to that there.
Thank you. Well, and it's so true, because I have always been a helper to people, just have that. I just love to help people in any way, shape, or fashion. And this is kind of giving me that outlet to be able to do so, since I can't physically do a lot. Like, I can't go help someone move or clean their house or, you know, stand for hours baking lots and lots of cookies, but I can sit here and edit podcasts and help podcasters get their message out. And so it's been really enlightening and like satisfying in that way, that God has helped me find that to be able to meet those needs that I have as far as wanting to help and to be able to have that come to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we were talking before we started recording about how sometimes we think that God is pulling us one direction and then we end up in another place, but how in all actuality, all of those places are the right stops along the journey, you know. And if you didn't have your injury, who even knows if you would have taken the time to stop and say, I can be behind a computer and I'm good at this and I enjoy doing this and I can bless others in this way.
Exactly. Sometimes I think that to be quite honest, looking back at all that transpired since then, is that I'm actually grateful for it, because just like you said, it was time for me to slow down and look at things in a different perspective. And being able to actually physically slow down has given me that opportunity to look at my life and the world in a different perspective. So I am definitely grateful for it.
Right. Kind of set you up for where you are now,
exactly.
How God is using you now.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So we're kind of already talking about this, but can you talk a little bit more about how you've seen God show up in this journey with entrepreneurship?
I was hesitant at first when I made the switch from virtual assistant to podcasting, just because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to find clients, you know, like, am I going to be able to do this on my own? Not necessarily questioning the direction that God was leading me, but questioning my abilities. Mm-hmm. And I found my first client who was a slash VA. They were wanting to start a podcast. It was really, I tell her every day, because we have become great friends, that was divine intervention that we met. And because we were on Clubhouse, she was talking about, I need a virtual assistant. I have all these things I'm doing. I'm going to be starting a podcast. And it was just like, oh my goodness, it could not have happened in a better time for me to meet her, right? So I know without a doubt that that was definitely God leading us together. And then it just kind of blossomed from there, right? Like, when we listen to the Lord and follow his will in our life and pray before taking steps of action, that we are led into places of success, because I've been able to grow my business. I've been able to help women, other women in their businesses, for being a podcast manager, helping them have like on the job training, provide them with testimonials and anything that I can do to help them further their business and their goals. And I just really believe, without a doubt, that it was because of that very first client and God letting us meet and leading us to where we are today.
Sure. I absolutely think he does that. I know he does that. I'm so thankful when he does. And I love it when we can look back. You know, we know that God is always working. We have faith that he's always working. But when you can look back and like tangibly see those times, I think that's so encouraging as we continue to try to walk in faith. You know, we can look back and see, okay, you were faithful here, here, and here, and I know it and I can see it. Kind of gives us that push to keep moving forward.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit more. We kind of started talking about some setbacks that you've had in your life, but putting that together with business, God has clearly blessed your business, but how do you handle setbacks or trials in your business?
Setbacks and trials are going to happen. I think that they're almost inevitable just because they're such a great learning experience for us. And when they have happened in my business, you know, within the past year. And at first, you know, you have those human feelings of, oh man, what do I do? Oh gosh. And then you just have to like lean into anytime you've ever had a trial in your life, right? It's kind of like preparing you for future trials. Okay, so I've been through this, whatever it may have been, and I've learned from it and I grew from it and I am where I am today because of it. I know that I can make it through whatever trial is going on. And so I just kind of apply that to my business. If something happens, if a client no longer wants to podcast, or if I have another client that, you know, if they ask questions or just anything, I'm able to kind of take that moment and think back about the things that I've gone through, how God has pulled and pushed and led me and directed me and helped me through those times, and kind of like lean into that now. And my goal this year is to have God more in my business, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, and more particularly, like because of if there are trials and setbacks, I want to first go to Him and not first have that human, I need a moment to cry. Well, I think that's important. Right. It is important to do that. But I want to be able to be like, okay, I can talk to Him first. And, you know, realize that He's there and He can help me get through this just like He has before.
I think that's so huge. I really think you summed that up well. I think that there are two things that every faith-filled entrepreneur has to understand. And that is that, just like you said, first of all, trials and setbacks will happen. They happen to every single person that is mentioned in the Bible. They will happen. And second of all, God always proves faithful, and He always has been faithful, and He always will be faithful. Even if it doesn't look like what we thought it was going to look like, He still works for the good of those who have been called according to His purpose. And so we have to let go of what we think should happen and lean in, just like you said, to the faithfulness of God, that no matter what the outcome is, that's the outcome that God ordained to have happen. And so that was the right outcome. That's hard.
Exactly.
That's real hard.
I was just taking that in for a moment because it's so true. I love that.
Yeah, it's a lot easier said than done. But man, it's a powerful thing when we can go back and we can think about how God has been faithful.
And then just to reflect on that too, because that's an important piece that sometimes we overlook, is actually reflecting, hey, I leaned in to God, leaned into His word and prayer, and look where that helped me get to.
Right.
You know, I think that sometimes we miss those times where we can be thankful and kind of like a little, celebrate a little bit, like, wow, thanks Heavenly Father for helping me get through this. Right. And how awesome it is that, you know, I made it through it with you.
Right. So. And I would like to not ever do it again. Right. I have to. I know that you'll be right there with me.
Exactly.
Yesterday in church, the sermon was on the weapon of praise. Mm-hmm. And he went through all of these examples in the Bible of how, you know, people praised God despite the circumstances. And then God worked big, you know, and how He worked in ways that the people wouldn't have been able to script, but that they were obedient in praising, and then God did the rest. And he was kind of funny. We've been in a 21 days of prayer and fasting. And he said, some of you guys have been praying and fasting and you're saying, Pastor, it's not working. And he said, I'm telling you that the Bible commands us to praise, to praise in the valley and to praise on the mountaintop. and that you may just need to take a second and tell God how great He is for who He is.
Yeah.
You know, because it makes a difference.
I always talk about always having that attitude of gratitude, just because, you know, yeah, just like you said, the praise, and just, I love that so much.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us a little bit more about your business and what services you offer, and then how our listeners could get in touch with you.
I am a podcast producer, and I know that sometimes the question is, well, Leah, what's the difference in a producer and a manager and an editor? You see those names through, you know, everybody has a different title that they use. So an editor, their primary objective is just to edit your podcast. And then you have managers who edit and help with other various tasks of your podcast, like guest management, maybe some social media graphics and things like that. And then a producer does all of those things too, and also helps with creating content for your podcast. One of the things I really love to do is, like I said, to use that strategic side of my brain. And I help my clients a lot with strategizing about content and what is resonating with their audience and how they can expand upon that and, you know, make more episodes that are meaningful and impactful to others' lives. So the kind of like do all of that in one, the services that I offer, you know, the editing and all that fun stuff with my intent of helping people. My idea is podcaster will come in and they'll record their amazing content that they've worked really hard on. And then when they hit stop, then they don't have to worry about anything else, right? Because I will help them have their episode published and all the show notes and all the things done for them, stress-free and seamless. My goal is to do all that busy back-end work that bogs people down sometimes.
There is a lot of back-end work. Let me ask you this before you tell us how we can get in touch with you. Let's say that we have some listeners who are wanting to start a podcast, but what you're talking about is over their head right now and sounds all a little overwhelming. Do you offer any kind of like consultations or any coaching along the way for starting a podcast or keeping a podcast going?
Yes, I actually have a free PDF that I've created to share. So you don't have to Google for hours and hours and hours. You can just go to my website and it's there. It will be updated soon with a brand new one. So if you can hold off for another week or so, they'll have a brand new PDF they can download for free, and it walks them through all the various steps to do. I also offer consultations for podcasters because I want to keep in mind of people's budgets. And I know that sometimes having someone on their team more or less to support them isn't financially in their means. So I do offer consultations that are like an hour and a half, and we literally walk through the entire process from taking them from idea to fruition for their podcast so they can be up and running.
That is awesome. And by the time this episode airs, I'm sure the new PDF will be up and running. So y'all, if you are even thinking about doing this, I really encourage you to get that PDF and even set up a consultation. It will clear up everything and it can really help you just move forward, take the next steps if this is the direction that God is leading you to go, because podcasting is awesome. Okay, Leah, so tell us where we find you. And we will have all of these links in the show notes and on our social media posts as well.
On Instagram, Leah Bryant_co. I am also on LinkedIn. You can search Leah Bryant or Leah Bryant Co. And then also my website, leahbryantco.com. I make it kind of easy.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that. All right, Leah. Well, I just have really enjoyed this conversation. I have enjoyed our time together. There are more things that I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you more about virtual assistants, and I want a little bit more information about podcasting. So we're just going to have you on again. But before we go, could you leave our listeners with just a few business strategies that you have really found to work in your business?
I would love to come back. So I love that. Thank you. The one thing is I'm a firm believer in having a workflow, whether that's in your business or in your life. I think it's important to have, you know, a workflow of what to do, when to do it, how to do it, who's doing it. And I think that not only is it beneficial to solving issues, but it also improves efficiency. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of streamlines and makes everyone's life easier and more helpful. And keep in mind that when trials do happen, that you've been through trials before and you've made it. And like you said earlier, Jen, come with a praise and a prayer and you'll be set.
I love it. Well, again, thank you for being on this episode. And I definitely look forward to talking with you further.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. Follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiper to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. And Leah is in that community as well, so you can definitely connect with her there also. But thanks for listening. Please subscribe and download and share, and we will be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.